All right, everyone. We're going to do our midday market recap here, and we'll do it a little on the early side, but I'm going to close up shop this morning up $4,205.87. Not bad. That's about $20,000 in 2 days. And you can see today it wasn't all green trades. I had a couple of red trades on the positions window today, but overall, I finished the day in the green and was able to, I think, stay on the right side of most of these trades. So, you know, one of the things I had to be really mindful of today was not overextending myself in terms of risk because, you know, yesterday making $15,000, I knew there was a chance that today I would come into the market being too aggressive. And I would think, well, geez, you know, I made $15,000 yesterday, I can afford to lose $2,000 or $3,000 today, and then suddenly I'm mismanaging my risk, and I've done that many times. So, and I'm just going to write down here in my calendar, $4,205.87 on the 225th day of the year. And today is my, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six consecutive green day, which is pretty good. All right, so, anyways, yeah, I knew there was a risk that I was going to be, you know, just overly aggressive, and I had to be very mindful of tapering back, reducing the risk this morning, and just starting with, you know, my $500 to $1,000 daily goal. So the first trade out of the gates was on HMNY, 5,000 shares long at 70 and 75, trying to sell half at 97. This had a pre-market high of $12. And right out of the gates, it dipped down for a second. And so I thought as it squeezed back up, I would get, you know, possibly a little red to green move. It tapped $12 and there was a 20,000 share seller right at 12. And so he was, you know, sitting there and I thought, well, that might be an issue. So I sold half at 97, thinking I can always add back if it does break 12. And that dropped down to like 11.55 on the bid. On the ask, 1170, a bigger spread. And so I put my shares on the ask and I was able to sell at 75 and 70. So in total, $417 on HMNY for my first trade out of the gates, which is not bad. $500 to $1,000 is my daily goal. You know, so 417 is not bad for a minute into the day. So that was HMNY. Next trade was PTI. PTI, you can see I've got $1,400 profit on it, and this is one that is up 175% today. This is a big day for it. So it was already moving up pre-market. It started actually after hours with, it was phase two news results that came out. This is a therapeutics company. So it popped up after hours, dropped back down. Pre-market this morning, it's continued to move higher, and we had pre-market high of 556. So I was watching this out of the gates, and you know, this is one of those days where I was watching for a possible scalp over the pre-market high, the same as HMNY, and I had my order ready to get in at 550. It hit and broke 550 and went straight up to 564, which with 5,000 shares probably would have also been around $400 profit. But I didn't take that trade. I was focused on HMNY instead. So this one pulls back, it drops down, and then it squeezes back up here, as you can see, and goes all the way up to 615. And I added at 595 for the break over the whole dollar. So whenever I get in at half dollars and whole dollars, I usually have about a 10 cent stop and then a 10 to 15 cent profit target. So I'm in at 95, trying to sell at 13, no fill. So I sell on the bid, using my hotkey to sell on the bid, at 605, 603, and then I was able to sell a little bit at 614 and 602. So, you know, a small win there on that first trade, it was like $500. So now between those two trades, I'm up about $928, which was not bad. And then I saw TRPX. So TRPX, well, actually, first we saw TIK. TIK popped up from 258 all the way to 450 and got halted. And I didn't trade it. I didn't touch it on that first move because I noticed it was moving, but I thought I would have been chasing it. And so I just left it. So this is halted. And while this is halted, TRPX comes up on the scanners. And so I thought, okay, well, TIK just was really strong. This one's hitting the scanners. I'm going to jump in. And so you can see I bought 2,395 shares at 701. It hits a high of 712 and then is halted for 10 minutes. And what's really interesting on this one, which we really haven't seen very much of, is it resumed all the way back down here at 605. It resumed a dollar lower than it halted at. And so on that one, it ended up popping back up to 690. And I ended up stopping out of it. Let's see. Where did I stop out? I stopped out at 635 for a $1,500 loss. And that, in between that, I took a trade on TIK from 585 to 614, which gave me $500 $536. So I have a trade on HMNY, 400, a trade on TIK, 500, a trade on PTI, 500, and then I lost 1500 on this trade. So at that moment, when I pressed the sell button on TRPX, I was down $100 on the day. And I was like, dang it, that was quick. All of a sudden I'm back to down 100. However, right after TIK, we saw PYDS hit the scanners. PYDS hit the scanners and I jumped in it, entering at 275, 278 and adding at 3 and 310. So I had 6,000 shares of this with an average of, I think it was 289 or something like that, just under 290. And it resumed higher. I, again, on this one, if I go into my warnings, I tried to add at 350, but I got an error that my max position size was too large because I already had 6,000 shares. I overrode it to add here at 310, but I didn't have time to override it when I tried to add at 350. So I got rejected on that add, and then I decided, to sell at 54, and then I added back at 45 and 47 and sold that at 58, 57, 49, and so on. So you can see that trade is the one that gave me the big winner from 6,000, 7,000 shares from 288 all the way up to 358. Awesome trade there. So that was the big winner. And so from that, I basically went from down $100 to, green by 4,000, basically. And then I took a trade on LEDS, as you can see here, LEDS, and I lost $650 on it. So this was a trade out of the halt. It got halted again. It started to squeeze up. So I added on LEDS at 72 and I stopped out at 46, 2,500 shares, 30 cents, $650. So stopped out of that one. And at that point I was up like 3,300. And then I took a couple more trades on PTI, as you can see here. And those got me back up to plus 4,200 on the day. So, this was a day that was a little bit choppy. My accuracy, if I have everything in here. Yeah, I had, it looks like, well, just two losers, which is not bad. So accuracy today was 75%. Accuracy yesterday was 62%. So accuracy maybe been a little lower, but having some big winners really helps balance that out. So a couple big winners today, really one on PYDS and a couple decent ones on PTI. So if it weren't for PYDS, I'd basically only be up $200 today. You can see how that one trade really makes a big difference. But anyway, so that's where I'm finishing here this morning, which is pretty good. So for our December challenge, I'm going to type in my P&L today, 4205.87. All right, so make that green. You can see yesterday the team made a total of $40,544.90. Not bad. We only actually, Shauna's the only one that lost yesterday, but she only lost $34, so not bad. Overall, really good across the board. We've got a couple traders who haven't found a quality setups yet, which is fine. And it's a different approach than I have. I trade every single day. Other traders sit and wait for a quality setups, and then they swing harder when they see them. And that works too. Steve, he's getting himself back in the green, which is good. Make that green for him. John in the green. I'm just going to change this to this shade, make it consistent. So John, he's got $5,400 today. Very nice for him. He's getting himself back in the on the leaderboard. Let's see. He's in third place right now, it looks like. I've got my $32,000. Dean has $12,000. John's sitting with $10,000. And then everyone else is kind of, somewhere behind there. So anyways, that's where we sit here, sitting at $70,000. And, you know, we're about halfway through the month or getting close to it. So, we've got a little ways to go here to get to $250,000, to get to a quarter million. But you know what? A couple more days like yesterday, and we're going to get there quick. So that's... that's kind of part of the deal. Sometimes it's a little slow to get started and then start to get some momentum and things pick up a little bit. All right. So anyways, that's where we sit for the $250,000 December challenge. We'll see how things look today. Right now I've got 11,000, but a lot of traders still have to update their P&L. So we'll wait on traders to upload that, and then I'll show you where we stand during our midday market recap tomorrow. All right. So anyways, that's about it for me today. It's kind of a snowy day here, and I think I'll go outside, do a little shoveling, and feel good about two really good days in a row. 15,000 yesterday, 4,200 today. So that's, I'm sitting at $19,600 on the week, and it's only Tuesday. So not bad at all. My commissions are $2.50 per trade, Mike. So everyone that's a Warrior Pro student, you guys get $2 per trade. Mine is $2.50 per trade. All right, so that's it for me. I hope you guys have a great afternoon, and I will see you all first thing tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. for pre-market analysis. And we'll break down a watch list and hopefully see a couple good stocks to trade tomorrow morning. All right, I'll see you guys in the morning. Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.